Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Hiring surged last month. The Labor Department reported this morning U.S. employers added 339,000 jobs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports job growth for March and April was also stronger than initially reported.
The monthly snapshot from the Labor Department shows the U.S. jobs engine continues to chug along with substantial growth in business services, healthcare, and hospitality. Construction companies added 25,000 jobs last month, even as high interest rates have weighed on the housing market. The unemployment rate, which is compiled from a separate survey, paints a somewhat different picture. Unemployment, which had been at a half-century low, inched up in May to 3.7%. The jobs report is one of several factors the Federal Reserve will consider as it tries to decide what to do about interest rates later this month. The report shows average wages rising 4.3% over the last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden says he'll sign a bill to raise the debt ceiling as soon as possible. The measure cleared the Senate last night in a bipartisan vote of 63-36. The Treasury Department had warned that unless the limit was increased, the government would run out of money on Monday and default for the first time in history. The legislation raises the debt limit for 2 years and restricts some government spending. It also imposes work requirements for some people to receive food assistance. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports it's expected more people will need help to buy food.
The Congressional Budget Office is predicting that there could be about 78,000 people added to food stamps. But keep in mind that is only a 0.2% increase, so statistically maybe not as significant. And it predicted an increase in spending levels at the same time. Republicans were really quickly to disagree with the CBO's math, and they instead touted it as a win.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo reporting. The biggest U.S. Army base, long known as Fort Bragg, is getting a new name. A renaming ceremony gets underway at this hour. NPR's Amy Held reports.
Congress gave the Pentagon until the end of the year to change the names of ships, streets, and bases named after Confederate soldiers. And now, what was Fort Bragg is Fort Liberty. 3 years after the murder of George Floyd at the knee of a white police officer led to widespread Black Lives Matter protests and scrutiny on a system perpetuating racist roots. For more than a century, the massive base in North Carolina was named for Braxton Bragg, an enslaver and general who fought for the Confederacy. Renaming it Fort Liberty does not come free, however. It's estimated the name change will top $6 million. Among the goals, to make the Army more welcoming to current and prospective Black service members. Amy Held, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in Davenport, Iowa, are expected to announce today how they plan to demolish a six-story apartment building that partially collapsed last weekend. They say the structure is unstable and continues to shift. Three people are still missing and feared dead. Two senators, Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell and Indiana Republican Todd Young, have introduced a bill to encourage the building of more affordable homes. From member station NWPB, Lauren Patterson reports.
After the downturn of the construction industry during the 2008 recession, the U.S. fell behind in building homes. And Senator Cantwell says the industry hasn't kept pace with demand.
When you don't build these units, the price for everybody goes up because there's less supply in the market and thus more competition for housing. So we need to put more supply into the system.
The bill would expand and strengthen the low-income housing tax credit in the hopes that private industry will start building again. It currently has bipartisan support in both the House and Senate. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Patterson in Pullman, Washington.
More than 200 wildfires are burning across Canada. Officials say nearly half that number are considered out of control. Canada's Minister of Emergency Preparedness says an estimated 6 million acres burned last month. Bill Blair says so many fires burning so early in the season is unprecedented. He says climate change may mean extreme weather events may increase in both frequency and severity across Canada. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.